Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we know you promised to be with us whenever we come together in your name. Lord, and we come to you today and to your word. Quicken it to it. Quicken it to our mind and our hearts, that we may be able to receive it, that we may be able to appropriate it, that we may be able to manifest it in our life. We just give you praise and honor and grace, Lord, for everything you have done for us. And Lord, thank you for your love above everything. Help us to come in contact with that as we go to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we've been talking about God's blessings that I believe that we're going to be manifested more and more as we get closer to him, as we receive the word in our life, because that's the way he blesses us. He blesses us through his word. And with, the way Jesus made possible for us to receive this blessing, much more, as he came and demonstrated the love of God to us. As he came and expanded our understanding and our knowledge about the Father in a way that was never perceived before, and enable us to be able to actually be recipient, receiving what he has prepared for us. We had what he has made us available to have. We had to understand that. This is why he came and he preached mostly about the kingdom of God. Okay, he preached the kingdom to demonstrate what God wants to do with us. When he was here, he was actually demonstrating it, not just preaching it. He was showing, you know, the love of God to reach out to everyone that go to him, anyone that is seeking him. You know, he said, seek and you shall find, you know, knock and shall be open, you know. Whatever he asks, everyone that does those things, he said, receives. Now, sometimes we just question that, because we may not see the manifestation of his answer, but really what he was saying there to us is that God answered immediately the things we are asking him for, or seeking, or knocking at him to be open, a door to be open. The thing is, God is a spirit. And he does it as a spirit in the spiritual dimension, in the spiritual realm. We have a part for us to manifest what God has given us by faith. Everything that we receive from God is always by faith. We have a part in what God is trying to do, in what he's doing for us. And when we understand that, okay, we realize that if we don't see the answer, that's the time when we have to exercise our faith. That's the time when the transition between when we asked and when we see it is really where our faith should be working. And depending on a number of circumstances, it may be a very short time or maybe a long time. But if God promised it, then we had to believe that we will receive. And we had to keep our faith working instead of saying, well, didn't work. You know, for anything, including healing. I mean, what they say, the word says, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall be instantly healed. Okay, so you see that already even there is very clear that what he indicates to us is that, you know, it is not always instantaneously taking place. And even in some cases, Jesus, you know, had to pray 2-3 times for a person to be able to receive, to for the full manifestation. And also that should, the fact that we don't see yet in the physical. If we have a promise from God, then we have to start believing, even if we don't see it in the physical. This is very important for us to understand because, you know, God is faithful. And this is one of the things that we have to really put in our mind, you know, established once for all. That God is faithful, and we can see that from the Word. And we can actually experience that if we exercise our faith. But we have a part. God always gives us a part to play in what He's doing. He didn't put angels to save people. He sent us to share the gospel to save them. Okay, well, the same thing, you know, we have a part down here. And our part is to exercise our faith, to believe His word, no matter what the circumstances are, and to stand firm on that position. Okay. Praise the Lord. See, all the time, the spiritual dimension is what happens in the spirit is more important than what happened in the physical. God created everything from what was nothing there. And the power that is in the spiritual dimension is much greater than the one is in the physical. Spiritual things are eternal. Physical things are temporary. That should tell the story. Anyway, so we have to really understand, okay, that when we come to God, God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We have to contact Him in the spiritual to be able to really come to Him. And that means, you know, from our heart and from the inner part in us. And we had to make that connection, you know, in spirit and in truth. That's what it says in John chapter 4. This is what makes the difference. This is what produces results. Okay. So when we talk about blessings, it's exactly the same thing. Okay. To receive our blessing, we have to exercise our faith. And it just don't come down like that. It's when we believe what He promised that we manifest our blessing, His blessing for us. Okay. You know, I often say in the Old Testament everything was physical. In the New Testament everything becomes spiritual. And Jesus really demonstrated that in the way He communicated the truth. You know, He used the physical things because that was the only way that we often understand things. But He was referring to spiritual things all the time. And we can see that especially in the Gospel of John. Okay. Praise the Lord. And so we want to make, you know, to make that contact, we had to see beyond the physical what happened in the spiritual. See, everything physical has a corresponding component in the spirit. We ourselves have a spirit, not just physical being, and have a soul. We have to understand that. Okay. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23 says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So there are three parts we are. Okay. And the two parts that are soul and body are the things that need to be lined up with our spirit. When instead they try to control us, they try to, you know, direct us, they want to take over. God instead wants us to allow our spirit, in communion with our spirit, take over. And to direct us. This is why, you know, now we are going to be able to do it, okay? Especially with what Jesus has done. The greatest blessing that he had provided for us is the fact that the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us after we have accepted what Jesus has done for us. Now, you know, we start with our forgiveness. But our forgiveness without the direction and the guidance of the Holy Spirit wouldn't get very far, because we end up messing up ourselves all the time. But with the Holy Spirit that is there to guide us into all truth, he's going to guide us so that we can change, where we can move from faith to faith, from glory to glory, in the manifestations that God wants manifest in our life, that wants to work in us. Praise the Lord. Okay. This is the way God wants us to function. He wants us to align our thoughts and our body with his ways. And that are going to happen when we receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit start working in us to guide us into all truth. This is what Jesus said. That was the promise that he said. And we're going to see a bit later on more of that. Okay. But we, you know, because God is a spirit, the way we relate to him is by our spirit. We cannot relate to God properly in our body. He doesn't have a body. When our body is submitted to our spirit and our mind is submitted to our spirit, then it's because some changes are taking place and our spirit is aligned up with God. And what we have to do is to make our mind and our body line up with God's ideas and principles. That's what makes the difference. This is what guides us. Okay. But when we worship God, as we said in John 4:24, you know, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And because we are not really too aware of what's going on in our spirit, sometimes we have difficulties with that, and we have to do something physical to express it. But really, okay, if it does not correspond to our spirit and to the truth, it's just a show. It's just religion like any other religion. You're just going to try to get something from him, and it's not really to worship him. Do that's what God seeks for. Okay. So, in John 10:10, let me go back there. says, the thief comes but to kill and steal and destroy. Okay, I come that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. Okay, that life there is not, you know, he's talking about spiritual life. He's talking about the life of God in us. When we receive Jesus, this is what happens. The life of God comes in us. And we have to understand that with that, everything changes in our life. The life of God that we before did not have, you know, start to operate in us and has to have an impact or a manifestation in the physical. It starts with possibly our mind, but it's going to be changing things. As we receive from the Holy Spirit the direction that we need, and we start aligning our mind with the way God thinks, with God ideas and God principles, what the Word says, what happens is our thinking changes. We get the mind of Christ more and more. We get changes even in the physical. We start changing our behavior. We start experiencing transformation in the physical part, which often, if we need it, healing or other things that are going to take place that demonstrate the power of God working in us. Praise the Lord. Okay. That eternal life is not just for when we go up to heaven after we are dead. They are right here, right now, to work in us and to empower us for the changes manifested and, you know, activated by the Holy Spirit working in us. Praise the Lord. See, what happens, you see, that the way Jesus demonstrated the kingdom, you know, we end up experiencing and demonstrating the kingdom as well. As things that are true in the spirit, they're going to be manifested in the physical. This is what God wants. This is what God is working on us. Praise the Lord. And that happens, you know, everything that God does, you know, works through His word. You know, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Okay, because the word, okay, as Jesus said, you know, the spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So you see, this is where the power, this is where the strength, this is where the understanding, this is where everything that we need that may appear abstract, but is not, has impact in the physical. See, the physical has not the power that is in the spirit. That's where the actual changes take place. That's where things happen. See, but the thing is, you know, our thinking, our natural thinking cannot take that, cannot understand that. You know, there was such a, you know, the natural man in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, you know, the unnatural man receives not the things of the spirit. Receive those where there, you know, is the dichomai that actually means that cannot accept. I mean, just can't get it because it's beyond the understanding, beyond the logic, beyond anything within them that is based only on the flesh, on the spiritual, the physical. So this is what happened. That we cannot receive the things because they are spiritually discerned. I talked about that last Thursday, you know, and really, you know, the importance to understand that how that discernment take place is spiritual discernment. I mean, I'm not going to go into all the Greek there and everything else, you know, but really, spiritual discernment, the word is anakrino, which means, you know, that can accurately be spiritually judged. And the spiritual judging happens by using criteria not of our logic, but of the Word. Is the Word that justifies yourself? Is the Word that judges itself? Is the Word that gives us understanding? One word, one scripture, backing up, explaining, expanding another. In just one scripture, you cannot get the whole truth concerning certain things. There are other scriptures that are going to support what the scriptures say and expand and make you understand. Praise the Lord. Okay. And it's based on what? It's based on God's word. In his revelation, the fact that, it's the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. His word, they are spirit and they are life. So there is spiritual power, spiritual understanding, spiritual discernment in them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now give me you an example. Sometimes, we tend to, the word is abstract and it's difficult to connect. Lots of people, I heard saying, and maybe sometimes I said the same thing myself. Oh, it would have been really nice to live at the time when Jesus lived. And see him in person. Well, that may sound a good intention and a good, meaning good, but really from a spiritual point of view, doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Jesus said it himself, how we can make that judgment. Okay. In John chapter 16, verse 7 says, nevertheless, I'll tell you the truth. I mean, this is reinforcing what he was saying, just even his start. It's to your advantage that I go away. So if it's to your advantage, we are in a better situation today than they were then. And we are in a better situation for many reasons. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? Okay. If I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. See, the Holy Spirit is better than having Jesus here. And he is here through him, through the Holy Spirit. The thing is, Jesus, when he was in the feast, in these days, he was only one place at the time, and he could minister to one person at the same, only at the time. It's not the same today. He can minister to all of you at the same time and to everybody else in the whole world. So he's always there with you if you give him a chance. Because, it's a question of your senses are not going to be affected. Are you following what I'm saying? Your senses are not be affected the same way as you will see physically Jesus here. But he's there to communicate to him, to do everything that needed to be done to minister to you. He is the helper. But we had to connect with the helper. It's our responsibility to actually make that connection in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. Do you see the fact is, he is there to help us. He is there to guide us. Okay. So, we had to start thinking the way Jesus thought. We have to start realizing what we actually have today. If we want to be blessed, it's not the question of God, bless me, and we go there to him with the long list, chopping list of blessing we need. Okay. He knows before you even open your mouth what your needs are. And He wants to bless you more than you even want to get blessed. And He knows how to bless you instead of sometimes you want things that actually are not that good for you, yourself. So He knows exactly what to do, but you had to make that connection. You had to make, to establish that communication. And He's inside you, the Holy Spirit is inside you today, if you are a born-again believer. And if you, especially if you are Spirit-filled, He's inside with you with all the power. We had to realize that. We had to realize what that means. We had to realize that God wants to bless you because He loves you. And this is the thing that we had to, what makes a difference in our life. When we come to realize that God loves us and how much He loves us. Because when we realize that love, becomes easy to put our trust in Him and becomes easy to receive from Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is why, you know, we had to start changing the way we look and consider the environment, the situations, the things that we have. And move from the thinking of the natural man to the thinking of a spiritual person. A spiritual person, a spiritual man, the way it says in 2 Corinthians, is actually 1 Corinthians, sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you know, is the one who judges things according to God's ideas, God's judgment. According, that means according to the Word. Now, we cannot do that if we don't know the Word. This is why the Word is really the most, the starting point, the contact point, the basic go back to thing that we had to have to connect with God. He wants to do that. And through His Word, He's going to be able to do that. But not just the Word. Sometimes, you know, it's not just one thing that produces the connection. There is more than one thing. Okay. One thing is the Word that we had to know. But we had to understand the Word properly. We had to understand what it's really saying. And to understand what it's really saying, we need the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us the understanding and the revelation and the direction. And He's using that to guide us, to direct us, to show us the truth. And whenever we get things, we have to go to the Word to really see, verify, check it, and know what God is telling to us. This is really why the way we think, okay, has to change. And this is one of the basis for our experiencing God's blessings. We had to start thinking the way God thinks. We had to start thinking the way the Word says. Believing the Word. Allowing the Word to change the way we think about reality around us. Okay. That's what releases in us, in our mind. See, our mind has to line up with God thinking. This is what is, you know, there in 1 Corinthians referring to as the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is thinking the way He thought. And when you are born again, maybe in one area or two, but there is so much more there to be involved. And this is why we had to go to the Word, feed on the Word, so that we feed our spirit. And as we feed our spirit can start communicating those ideas that are in the Word to our mind and revealing the meaning to them and adjusting the way we see and judge things to the way God sees and judges things. This is why, you know, the spiritual man judges all things rightly. But he himself is not judged by no one, you know, because the world cannot understand the way we think. Because the natural man cannot receive spiritual things. You see the connection, you see that the sequence of things that need to be taking place so that we start receiving the blessings. Praise the Lord. See, that we need the Holy Spirit to be able to understand and to grow spiritually. Okay. When Jesus was preparing to the last days, you know, and was starting to leave, you know, he said clearly in John 16:12, okay, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them. I mean, you know, to be able to understand certain things, we need to have the background to understand. You cannot learn thoughts beyond what, too far beyond what where you are right now. You need to grow into that step by step. If you don't know, you know, simple arithmetic, you cannot understand algebra. So the idea is that there is a, you know, level of understanding. To be able to understand spiritual things, you have to build up your experience, and you have to build up your understanding. And you do that not because of the things you see or learn in the world, but because you are exposed to the Word. The Word changes the way you think and make you think more and more. If you receive it, to the degree that you receive it, since there is a process to go, it's going to take time for that to happen. Happen gradually. But at the boundary of your understanding and as the Holy Spirit ministers to you, then you are going to grow a step after step from faith to faith, from glory to glory in understanding what God wants to tell you. The way He wants to make you grow. Okay, that's the process that takes place, and that's the transformation that happens with the renewal of the mind. The renewal of the mind is nothing else than by the exposing, being exposed to the Word, you're changing the way you think. And then you know the will of God. And you start understanding the will of God better and better so that you can line up yourself, you can align yourself with the Word, and that's going to be manifesting in you God's promises. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is how we grow. See, the change that happens in us, okay, is from the Holy Spirit revealing to us. See, it says, however, verse, the following verse, what I just finished reading, okay, you cannot bear. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on his own way, or his own authority, essentially, you know, he's not thinking his own way. He's thinking the way God thinks. Okay? But, because he's God. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. See, the transformation, this is true on a personal level as well, you know, in which it makes you grow on the next things that you have to do. Often, you know, new believers are exposed to others than trying to push them to do things when they aren't ready for. And generally doesn't work. Okay? The Holy Spirit knows what is that you need to grow into, and you can grow into, because he knows where you are at right now. And no matter where you are, we can grow all the time. Because to change and become more and more like Jesus is the process that God wants to manifest in our life. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is our helper. Praise the Lord. And what is he going to do? The most important thing. Okay. John 16:14. He will glorify me. Talking about Jesus was talking here. So he will glorify Jesus. And he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Okay. So we are starting to have a knowledge, the understanding about what Jesus said. The mind of Christ. It has been going to be established inside us. Okay. He will give us, okay, the ability, the truth, this next step that we have to take. But that involves one thing. We have to be listening. If we are too caught up with doing things, and sometimes even doing good things, and we don't take time to listen, we are not going to hear the small voice of the Holy Spirit guiding us. And he's a gentleman. He just works gently in us. We have to be open to follow and to be able to respond to what he's telling us. Hallelujah. Okay. So he will give us this. You see, this is the way this change takes place. Okay. It takes place by two important step by the Holy Spirit. It's given in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. It says, in his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to glory and virtue. You see, is the knowledge of him, the understanding that the Holy Spirit gives us. That means revelation of what the truth, you know, he was talking before and just finished saying, you know, he will show you the truth concerning us as we take those steps, okay? As we embrace that truth empowers us. John, 8:31 and 32, you stay in the word stays in you, dwell in you. You shall know the truth, and the truth changes you and makes you free. See, that process here is explained, okay, in the knowledge of him that we receive, we understand, okay, and what we see the understand, we relate to the exceedingly great and precious promises given for the transformation. Give God's promise, God's blessing that he has prepared for us from the beginning of the world, that are there for us to receive as we listen to the Holy Spirit, as we allow the Holy Spirit to change us and to transform us and to empower us. Because all that, all comes from him. He shows us so that we know that we can exercise our faith, and our faith, taking hold of it, lambano, appropriate what God has done and release the power to manifest it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. That's what we had to manifest. You know, is Aquinia, as I said before, every blessing we receive from God, we receive it by faith. Okay. That means we have a part in the manifestation. It's not that God doesn't want to give us the blessing, but he expects us to receive it by faith. That means believing that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who believe what he's promising. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, the knowledge that for you to receive the ability for you to receive is depending so much on the Holy Spirit working in you all the time already. This is why, you know, cultivating that relationship, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, our motivation, our goal, our intention, more than even to get the blessings themselves, although we may need those, is really to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because everything else comes from there. That's why Jesus said, it's expedient or it's to your advantage that I go away. Otherwise, I cannot send it to you. He had to finish his job, his work down here, so that he can continue to work in our side up there in heaven. Okay. Praise the Lord. And the way he does it, you know, is that what actually Paul prayed for, the Ephesians. Okay. The two things that are making all the difference to receive is, you know, the God, the Lord of Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That knowledge comes from the Holy Spirit, comes from the Word and the Holy Spirit that opens up to you. Okay? So, you know, we have to seek the Holy Spirit. We have to fellowship with him. We have to allow him to speak to you. But, you know, he doesn't scream. He speaks quietly to us. So we had to shut up and listen. Okay? Otherwise, you won't be able, you overwhelm him. He's trying to get to us. He's going to get to you all the time. He's always there. And sometimes he gets stuck, like a broken record, on the things that you had to do, because if you don't do that, you get nowhere. And sometimes we just have our own idea that we want to implement, or our own things, and we get sometimes in stuff that doesn't get us anywhere. It looked good, but it isn't. So we had to learn to be responding to what he says. So, you know, the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So giving you understanding, equipping. The Holy Spirit equips us. Okay. Then goes on, says what? The eyes of our understanding, being enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling. See, lots of people don't know, you know, I don't know what God wants me to do. Well, you should be listening to the Holy Spirit, not going around asking everybody else to tell you what you have to do. Not believing everybody else to tell you, oh, why don't you do that on the other things? I mean, that may be good for them, but not good for you. God has a specific personal plan for each one of us. He knows exactly where we are. He knows exactly where we have to be. We have to know exactly what he wants us to do. And then if we learn to listen, we are going to be much less confused and we are going to move fast. Praise the Lord. Amen? So, hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint. So, see, there is an inheritance for us. The glory of the riches of inheritance. I mean, is better than we can ever think. And an inheritance is something that you receive not because you deserve it, not because anything, just the fact that you receive it because you are connected to the one that give that inheritance from the Father has prepared for you from the beginning of the world. He's there and he's beyond your imagination. Okay. We have to understand that. Okay. We have a call from God. And he knows exactly what your call is. And when you find that out, then everything else is going to go more smoothly, because you're going to finally be fulfilled and satisfied. It says, you know, and what are the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. Okay? We don't need to ask God for power. The power is available to us. What we need is the Holy Spirit to get to a place in which we can manifest that power. Otherwise, it's not going to be his power. We have to understand that God's power is there available when we are ready, and because the Holy Spirit is going to equip us, and the Holy Spirit is going to give it to us. And that too is received by faith. It's not by making an effort. See, faith may be difficult sometimes to hold on, but it's not, if you work for it, that's not faith. Now, let me continue. Okay. His power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated under the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. So this is the power that we actually have. We don't need, like in the Old Testament, ask for, you know, a double power of the Holy Spirit. We have more power that we need if we manifest what is available to us. A double anointing of the Holy Spirit, okay, was because in those times, but there is no place in the New Testament talking about a double anointing. We have the power to raise Jesus from the dead inside us. Shouldn't that be sufficient for anything that we need? If we can just release that, if we can just get out of the way, align our thinking with God's thinking, allow him to guide us in the step we take, he's going to take at that place. So it's not a question of us seeking this power. It's a question of seeking the Holy Spirit, seeking the truth, seeking the ability to change, you know, the willingness to change our mind and to align our mind with God's thinking, going to the Word. And then that power is going to be manifest in us. And that power is above all principalities and powers and dominion and might and anything that was named. And it's available to the church and every one part of the church, part of his body. As part of his body, we can manifest it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, there in Ephesians 1:23 talks about, you know, that we can have the fullness of him who fills all in all. You want anything more than that? There is no question of trying to get beyond that. I mean, this is the our inheritance. I mean, that is the greater blessing that you can ever imagine. The thing is, we have to understand that all these benefits in us come from one condition. And one condition, okay, happens when our faith is able to, lambano, to take those things. Okay. But our faith is going to be there. And it's going to bring about the starting point of that process and the growing on that process. In chapter 3 of Ephesians, talks about something that I think we should consider. You know, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 17 says, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love. So, okay. Faith, through faith, Christ may dwell in you. The presence of that Spirit, the presence of that power, the presence of that anointing, the presence of that that we talked about, okay, is Christ dwelling in us. Okay. That is going to come through faith. Okay, why? Because we are grounded and rooted in love. What are you talking about? We are talking about that we comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. Okay, that means understand and experience. Okay, what? Okay, the we know what? The love of Christ. See, that's the love that is going to produce. That's the love that produces the faith. That's the love that produces, you know, our ability to have faith because we trust Him, because we know Him, because we know that He loves Him, because He loves us. We know that we love Him too. That is our response. Okay, so there's going to be faith in us. Okay, Christ dwells in our heart. True faith, because we love Him. Okay. And that now, to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, praise the Lord, above all things that we ask or think. Is He going to do that? Well, there is a limiting verse sentence here now. According to the power that works in us. You see, the degree of the manifestation that we are going to have of that power is according to, you know, the power that can work in us. That means, you know, it's to the degree of our faith to receive that power. If we don't have that love and communion relationship with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit and with the Father, there is not going to be that trust, that faith there to be able to appropriate that. And there's going to be, you see, for us to be able to connect with Him, okay, we have to have the faith to take it. And this is what we have to do. This is the way our faith is going to work, and we are going to receive from Him. Are you following me? You see, the degree on which we manifest the power in us is depending on our love relationship that we have with the Father, with the Holy Spirit, and with Jesus, starting with Jesus, because He's the one that starts the whole story on what He has done for us. Receiving forgiveness, receiving the relationship with the Father, the adoption as Son, to be manifesting that in our life, to experience the love of God in many different things, His guidance and the Holy Spirit working in us, guiding us step by step, so that we grow in faith. Now, you know, when we respond to the Holy Spirit, then we are going to experience this progression of growth closer to Him, better understanding. When we go our own way, we may lose some of that. But we are the only thing we have to do is to turn around, and He's always take us back. He always never reject us when we seek Him. But we had to take the step. We had to start with the faith we have, with the level we are at, take what is next step. Next, you know, if we want to get all the way, we are going to be disappointed. You know, with faith and patience, we receive the promises. It's with faith and patience that we grow step by step, that we go faith from faith to faith, believing to believing, manifesting to manifesting, from glory to glory. And it's that relationship with the indwelling Holy Spirit in us that brings us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so the eye of our understanding may start to understand, to see. I think the word there is eido, which is, you know, to see exactly what in the spiritual that happens there, when the things we have to do, understand, and we can take those spiritual steps. It's not just physical. The physical is the consequence of that. If we look too much to the physical, if we depend too much on our senses, if we depend too much on our mind and our feelings, we may not succeed very well. We have to learn to connect with the spiritual dimension, with the Spirit of God, with the Holy Spirit, to know how to follow His direction. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, and you can see that for the way we try to implement this progression of steps. You know, just in Philippians chapter 3, verse 9 says, to be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. See, again, faith is what is going to make the difference. Our relationship with Him, okay, is by actually believing what Jesus did so that He can receive His righteousness, not our. Not through the works that we do, but by faith in what He has done. The works will come, but they are not what saves us. It's faith in Him that saves us. It's faith in Him that allows the Holy Spirit to, is faith in what the Holy Spirit is going to do in us and the guidance is going to give us that is going to make a difference. It's not our righteousness. He who knew no sin was made sin for us so that we may have the righteousness of God in Him. See, our connection, our being in Christ is everything. And unless we are in Christ, and that means practically that we depend completely on the fact of what He has done and not the things we do. That we are not trying to earn our righteousness. Because if we do, we actually regress instead of progressing. Are you with me? That's important to understand. See, and that brings about what? You know, that transformation releases in us the resurrection power that was manifested in Jesus. That's where really the difference is going to be manifested in the physical. Because the resurrection power affects the physical dimension and manifests whatever the thing. If it's a miracle you need, it can perform a miracle. If it's a change that you have to do, you know, Christianity is not, you know, a behavioral change philosophy. The behavioral changes is the power of God that produces in us. Is the natural thing. You do the natural thing because this is you, not because somebody told you. You fulfill the law because of what Jesus did, not because you are trying to fulfill the law. And you are free to do it. You are free to receive anything that God has provided for you. The Word dwells in the Word. The Word dwells in you. You know the truth, and the truth has the power to set you free from all bondages, from all limitations, for all the condition that came into the world because of Adam's sin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you need prayer in any area, and you seem to be stuck, with the Holy Spirit, we don't get stuck. We get stuck because we get fixed it in one way of doing things instead of listening to the right way of doing things. So if you want to be unstuck, that's what you have to do. Start trusting in what Jesus did, because He is our Savior. He is the one that made all this, what we talk about, everything that the Bible is about, possible for us. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, let's pray together. If you have an area in which you are stuck, just lift it up to Him. He knows it before you even say anything. Okay. Just lift up the situation to you in your life and just ask, not even that, just open your ear to Him so that you can hear what He has to say to you. Trust Him that no matter what the problem that you are experiencing or the areas in which you are stuck, God's power is bigger. God's ability is bigger than that. Let's look at Him, the author and finisher of His faith, our faith. You know, that's what makes the difference. That's what we have to do as we look at Him. So let's pray together. If you want, after, I can pray with you too, but let's pray together. Let's pray believing. Let's pray that there is nothing impossible with God to them that believe. Only believe, Jesus said, to anyone that has a need. He can say that to a father that they told him just that the daughter was dead. He said, only believe. So anything that can happen, He can turn it around for you. But you have to do it with all your heart, meaning what you are saying within yourself. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for sending Jesus to be my Savior. I receive Him as my Savior. I believe that what He did can set me free from any bondage, any limitations, any need, any problem, that He is my shepherd and I shall not want. He shall take care of all my needs. And I thank Him for that. Thank You, Jesus. I receive today Your blessings, Your love, Your presence in me to guide me into all truth. I worship You as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank You for Your goodness, for dying for me, for taking my sins on Yourself, and to set me free. Give me the righteousness of God in You. Thank You. I receive it, and I give You praise and honor and glory May you be glorified in my change, in what I'll do from you, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.